shy little Rover, glimmer, glimmer, leap. Good evening and welcome to hello. It's As the Worm Turns. I'm your host Jill Spears, and you hear that voice, that familiar voice. I'm here with our friend Lulu back in the studio, as well as our favorite gardener holding down the fort all winter long.
I am so impressed.
I know. Isn't it great?
Right? Yeah, we had dedication.
It has been a good time. We've had all kinds of great topics and good guests and guest hosts.
And we're going to have more good guests.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. It's like we're on a roll. I don't know how many years it is, but it's a good roll.
It's a good roll. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on out there in the real world.
Yes. Welcome back, Lulu. You've been
gone
since about Thanksgiving over on the other side of the hill, Roaring Fork Valley. Come back and you're ready to get going in the garden.
Yes, I am. Yep. Hacking and whacking.
Hacking and whacking.
Chop and drop.
Who gets to clean up?
What do you think? Right?
Yeah, get to figure out what you're going to move and.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting,
and
you've got some moisture out there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, as you work in the garden, you might not have any plan, but the more you work in there, the plans and ideas happen.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Just being there and the presence in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
We're live call in. So glad you're back. 970-527-4868, 866 KVNF now. You can email worm at kvnf.org. Jeff is back with us tonight. Going to take your calls.
Right. Thanks,
screen,
God.
Screen
right?
you.
Yeah.
You should have seen us.
Keep it
we
clean.
Were just scrambling, right, because it was, my mic wasn't working. And
okay.
Thank
you.
All right. We're good now.
We're good to go. All right. We are golden.
Yep.
Hey, let's talk about the weather and water, because it has been a great year for water. And you have your hoses out, Lance.
Yeah, I pulled them out the other day, and just not mainly I'm hand watering the things I'm planting. Yeah, just to see these. I did plant kamut, and I'm not going to water that right now.
What's kamut?
It's a spring grain.
Okay.
It's a grain. And it's probably about twice the length of wheat. It's a golden brown.
Is it?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
All right. So kamut, and you're hand watering that. Any other grains that you've
planted? Well, I'm going to be planting grains in the next week.
Okay.
And not just grain trials. I only have 100 seeds of each one. So I'm actually going to plant them, like Mike Chama said a few weeks ago, one at a time, every 4 inches apart.
Okay. And test plot. What do you mean by test plot?
Well, it's part of the what is it? The grain things from Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance, grain trials.
Oh, okay.
And they sent them to me.
Okay. So the seed is a trial seed.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to build up stock.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And we had mentioned that the more space you give grain, the more tillering or side shoots it makes. So that one grain will probably have 5 to 6 heads of grain.
Oh, wow. So you're going to get quite a yield.
Yeah,
so
it'll be quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, from one grain.
Huh.
Hey, while you were gone, Lulu, Don LaRoe over at Zephyros kind of spearheaded with Lance and some other people, VOGA, Learning Council, the Seed to Seed program, which is like 9 months every first Wednesday, where they're doing something new in seed saving. And tomorrow is the second Wednesday.
Yeah.
And what's going on tomorrow, Lance?
What's going on? We'll be all meeting at, I think, 9 o'clock at the Rogers Mesa Research Station.
In the morning. Yeah.
And we'll be talking, Pat Frazier will be talking some biodynamic stuff. And we'll be talking the plants we're talking about this week or class. I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but it'll be the chicories, the endives, and lettuce. And also in that family is also sunflowers.
So talking about seed saving
with
those plants.
And Frank Stoneker has given us some space there, and we're going to go out and plant some of the seed crops that we want to do. And I've donated some carrots and some onions and some beets for that planting. So we'll have some biannuals. The rest of it will all be annual stuff, peas, lettuce, And there'll be some corn and stuff, but that's later.
All right.
Right on. So that's going to be every Wednesday?
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock?
No, it's the first Wednesday of every month.
Oh.
And yeah, and it changes up every week, right? Like tomorrow is up at the organic station up on Rogers Mesa.
All of them are going to start there.
They're all going to start there. Okay.
And then the afternoon we do something else. So this week, this one, we're going to go to my garden after lunch.
Okay.
So we're tour.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And tour, and then possibly I have some radishes and carrots and onions to also plant out.
All right.
Yeah.
That is a great thing going on, and a lot of people participating, which is so exciting.
Yeah, I think
good attendance signed up for it. And
I think there's around 40 people.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So thanks to everyone participating and helping to put on. Thanks, Lance. Mm-hmm. What a treat to get to go to your garden tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah,
my dog will love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's such a piece of work.
Come meet Tank.
Right. So this is a thing that I got out of this winter is we are all going to have to start paying attention to where our food comes from.
Right.
Because it's not good.
So what that was it about this winter that, I mean, well, you've always kind of known that. But
right. I mean, we all know that, right? But first we had the huge disaster in Nebraska that just sort of was breezed over by the media. But those guys, the farmers out there.
The flooding.
Yes, the flooding. I didn't know that Nebraska has more rivers than any other state.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah. Plus their underground aquifer. I mean, that's an incredible amount of water when you think of that.
Yeah. And so what happened is they flooded out. So all of these, you know, huge seed storage granaries and things were just wiped out. Not to mention anybody who had, you know, seeds in the ground.
Well, winter grains would have been
all the winter grains were drowned. And, you know, it just blows me away. I mean, we just hardly heard about it at all.
No. These disasters and how much do we have in stock and storage to continue?
and a lot of the stock and storage was down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I mean, granted, there's a lot of other states that do a lot of grain, but as we keep going into these more severe cycles, somebody's going to be getting popped all the time, you know? So,
right.
So the fact that we're getting into that more and more, getting into just providing here in the North Fork is great.
Yeah, there you go. And it's part of that is that bringing it local. Yeah. You're not depending on these outsourced or insourced type of things. I mean, there's so much food right here, and if we all work together to keep that going.
Yeah, well, you know, as I drive around this spring, I've seen a lot of one place was horse or cow pasture. It's now got 20, 30 fruit trees in it.
Yeah.
I've worked this winter. We took out 30, 70, 80-year-old apple trees, and they're planting 300 more.
Nice.
Wow.
And they're all heirloom types. So people are interested and,
Right, exactly.
You know,
look how many people are signed up for the seed to seed program.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love it. You can just feel that momentum working. And thanks for firing us up about that.
Yeah, it's really important.
We knew she'd come back fired
right?
up, didn't we?
Right. That's me.
She just got here.
Oh, right. She just got started.
Don't worry. I got it. I got this.
All right, let's fire her up. 527-4868. 866 KVNF now. Worm at KVNF.org. And, Lulu, you came back and you wanted to get going on your irrigation and just get started, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of water this summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to be an issue for a change. But it's not one winter, huge snowpack isn't going to change the fact that.
The big picture.
Yeah, the big picture. And, you know, next winter, I'm not even going to say it, but it's going to vary a lot on and off over the next, this, you know, now. So 400 parts per million, CO2 to oxygen. And I think it's gone up a little bit.
And that statistic, what is that?
The CO2 to oxygen,
uh-huh.
400 parts per million. And there weren't that many parts per million until, I think, 80,000 years ago or something, when the dinosaurs were cruising around.
Oh, sure.
There was 400 parts per million. And I don't know why then. You mm-hmm. know, probably just whatever. The dinosaurs yeah. were rotting and making oil.
Yeah.
I don't know
why I'm so into dinosaur movies right now. really digging it. Hey, we have a question from Marilyn, and she's saying, can I save seeds from an Italian parsley that I have harvested from last year? You grow parsley too, don't you?
Yeah, tons.
Can she yeah. save seeds from Italian parsley that was harvested last year?
Well, okay. Wait, so do you have the seeds? She has the seeds, right?
Because sounds to me like it.
Because mm-hmm. if you harvested it, then you ate it, then you don't have seeds. So,
yeah, one plant is okay. It doesn't have genetic diversity and stuff like that. But if you've harvested the seed from it, it'll be okay.
Yeah, and
for your own use.
Right, and it might not come, if you had curly parsley, it may not come back curly. You might end up getting the flat.
Yeah, well, Italian is flat. Generally, that's what
yeah, but
plant.
I bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, and parsley is pollinated by insects, so there might have been your neighbors might have had some curly parsley or this
right.
parsley, and so it might not quite be the same, but you're okay. You can plant that out. And time okay. to plant it right now.
Time
right.
to plant
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you know, there's you know what else you can plant now that nobody realizes is cilantro.
Oh,
just
sure.
yesterday.
See?
Ching. Cute wavelength.
Yeah. Ching. No, that right? And
yeah.
I mean, it you think it's such a frail little
because
the leaves are so thin?
Yeah.
Nah, it's uh-huh. super hardy.
I've had right. some that sprouted in the fall that's still there.
Yeah.
I actually, near the compost area, because I grew black-seeded Simpson for seed uh-huh. last year, lettuce, and the black-seeded Simpson sprouted and had been underneath that snow. This is not even in my garden. This is by the compost
yeah,
there.
Just on the yes. perimeter.
Yeah.
Just
or in the...
Yep. Yeah, and there it is.
Yeah.
Nice.
Survived the whole winter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always have a big pot of parsley, and it's dense, mm-hmm. dense. Mm-hmm. So I keep the seeds from that.
Yeah. Always do.
And
yeah.
this year, well, last year I specifically made a patch of parsley with both flat and curly.
Oh, huh.
And I'm going to let them cross-pollinate because they're all together.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't have to worry about it. I'm going to get whatever I get.
Oh,
and
okay.
It'll be fine whether it's flat or curly.
Curly crossy.
Yeah.
Are you flat or are you curly? I don't know.
Either or these days. Charles in Crawford is on the line with a question. Hi, Charles.
Yoo-hoo.
Hello.
Oh, there we go. Hi, Hello. Charles.
Hi. I just had a quick question. Sorry, I just tuned in, so I'm not sure what you were talking about. But
it doesn't matter. Ask
right.
away.
My question has to do with grass, which I realize isn't really a gardening question, but I thought maybe someone would know. Just curious, what's a good time to sow grass seed?
Okay,
oh,
new
yeah.
grass.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
You
new
want grass seed. You can actually do it now, but because it's colder, it's going to take longer
it's
to
longer.
Germinate and therefore longer to grow. So if you uh-huh. waited till the first week in May, the days are a little longer, the soil's a little warmer. You're up in Crawford, so it'll be quite beneficial.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could wait a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, you can wait a little bit. It's the reason why I say that is if you plant it now, you're going to be hand watering every day for 3 weeks to get it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait till right. May, you're going to do that for 10 days.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're going to be putting freezing cold water on it, and anything can – and then
– soil's cold.
Soil's cold.
And the birds are really hungry.
Exactly. And the birds are really hungry.
Yeah.
So, you know, how much are you planting?
Not too much. I just have a little patch that I want to fill in.
Yeah,
sure.
And I have
yeah.
some North Fork grass mix or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, the North Fork blend.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Well, that was very helpful. Thank
All
you
right,
so much.
Thanks.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Charles.
See, Bye. That's awesome. Yeah. Just wait.
Yeah,
you put
I like
the seeds
that.
Out there.
Well,
I
less
just
energy
see the
everywhere, all right. around.
Mm-hmm. I could just see the blackbirds descending, you know, coming out of the sky.
I have a friend that had planted some lawn seed 2 weeks ago, and she goes, the birds were very happy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know, Lulu, but while you were gone, the committee has been meeting all over the
oh
neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
The committees.
The committees. The first thing yes. I noticed Good coming back season. Into town was a lot of crows.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Crows. And robins are big this year, which I'm really loving.
Well, that's great because mm-hmm. last year they were a little MIA.
They were. Exactly.
I don't know what was up with that.
And I don't hardly have any robins, so they've shifted over this way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cool. I have a few,
we'll take 'em.
But I don't have very much right now.
Yeah, and the committees, just for as you might want to know, are inside information, are the magpies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
jaybirds.
They mm-hmm. hang out and they yakking, make so much noise.
And then the cats get that chatter thing.
Oh, yeah. The cat's eyes are rolling back in their head and their little mouths are quivering and their little tails are twitching. It's really sick.
I call this meeting to order.
Yeah.
Okay, 527-486-8166, KVNF Now. And Marilyn emailed us, worm@kvnf.org. Last week we talked about crocuses coming up and mm-hmm. the bees. We were talking
Love
about bees
that.
As well, Lulu.
Yeah.
And
I went and looked at my crocuses, and yes, on the warmer day, the bees were out there working away. Not a lot of bees, but they mm-hmm. were there. I don't have a huge patch either, so... But I was also thinking that the other early bulb plant that the bees really like is grape hyacinths.
Oh, they love that.
Yeah, it's just a small little
flower. Yeah, those little.
And they come up in lawns and here and there. And,
right.
You know.
And they're that incredible purple-blue color. Mm-hmm. They're just fabulous.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And the violets are blooming.
Violets, yes.
All those violets that everybody loves to hate.
Yes.
You know.
I actually like them.
I do too. I'm totally down.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Bring them. But the other thing that I noticed is because of the drought last year, I was looking at my vinca.
Oh, yeah? What's going on with that?
Well, it's a bit sad.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it.
Right.
I mean,
it's
I know
so
it'll
resilient.
Come, but it's looking pretty brown
uh-huh.
right now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of normal, but mm-hmm. I don't know. But the daffodils are up.
Yeah, the daffodils. I picked daffodils today.
Oh.
Up on Stucker Mesa.
Come on, Stucker. Oh, see, because you got to have the right exposure. That's the other thing about this valley that's so cool is we have so much diversity.
Right.
Just in our exposures, in our what gets a lot of wind, what doesn't, and the water, the whole water thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, people keep on asking, have you planted your peas yet?
Right.
And I know that if I plant peas now, they're going to freeze off.
So kind of the same thing with the grass seed is just hold on.
Yeah,
just wait.
Right.
Yeah.
Warmer soil, warmer water, warmer water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're out there watering with water. Well, not Lance so much because yours is a well.
Yeah.
But when my irrigation starts up, it's river water. That
it's
rascal
probably 30,
is
40
cold.
Degrees.
Oh.
30-something degrees, 40 degrees. Yeah.
Yeah.
Snow
and,
melt.
Yeah. And even though it sits in the cistern, it doesn't warm up.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Right.
So.
I have
not
seen a grasshopper yet.
Yet.
Okay, just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I haven't seen those little guys yet.
Yeah. And you can always go out and get a bag of diatomaceous earth to have on hand right now for whatever it is.
Yeah, that's never a bad idea.
No.
But it's supposed to be pretty precipitous in the next few days.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to put it out there if it's getting wet.
Yeah, it's not any good wet.
It's not any good wet.
No.
But there has been recent hatchings, just box elders.
Box elders.
You're going to bring that up again.
Everywhere. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Again.
Again. Jeez. It's big. It's bigger this year. So
remember the story of my bedroom last year when there were hundreds of thousands because I accidentally left the window open? Oh,
that's
my God.
Right.
And we had to get the vacuum out. And, it was apocalyptic.
Yes.
It was
the
so
vacuum.
Bad.
Vacuum.
Box elders. Yeah, it was the only way to go about it. Otherwise, I would have box elder guts everywhere.
Oh, God.
You know? Oh, God. I'm not doing it. So anyway, Right. Good on them. I hope some bird is just...
There you go. Maybe that's why the birds are so
hearty. Maybe that's
so
why the committee
hearty,
was
right.
so excited. Right. I mean, they're
Sweep
really...
Sweep them outside.
Yeah, right? Go get them. Get them, buddies.
Yeah. Hey, give us a phone call and tell us what you're thinking about as you get looking outside at your garden, or what will be your garden, your yard.
The lilacs are budding.
They are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These are budding.
Yep.
527-4868-1866-KVNF. Now, have you pruned lilac yet, Lance, or are you waiting for it to bloom out a little bit more?
No, I have not pruned them. You prune them after bloom.
After bloom.
Now, I have some that are along my driveway, and if they hang into the driveway, I
sure.
prune them when they, no matter when.
Yep.
You know, but otherwise, I don't prune them until after.
After they bloom.
So. Yeah, because then you cut the spent, if you don't do anything else, you can cut the spent bloom
mm-hmm.
out.
Oh, nice.
And then mm-hmm. you get two shoots on either side of that.
Yeah.
And those will make your new flowers next year.
Right. Yeah.
But my lilacs are so old, I just
let them
don't
go.
Do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just
nothing better than ancient lilac tree.
Oh my God!
Here and Delta Montrose, the whole
they're everywhere.
Is just
well, they were a
lilac.
Real fad. You know, you mm-hmm. can look. You can look at certain old landscapes and
exactly.
go, oh, you know, because it was obviously a fad to plant. Lilac and honeysuckle.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even up into like Utah and Wyoming, kind of that same era,
mm-hmm.
you see
yeah.
the same.
You see the
bush.
Honeysuckle and the lilac, and you see a lot of elderberry in this
mm-hmm.
area,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah,
is interesting.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you'll see an old homestead and there's nothing there but blue iris, you know, or poppies, those big orange
right.
poppies.
Yes. I love that, yeah.
Because they've just managed
And a rhubarb plant.
Always a rhubarb.
Oh, absolutely.
yeah.
And now those rhubarb plants have traveled hundreds of years and,
yes.
you know,
yeah,
followed families everywhere.
They have.
From Iowa to...
Yeah.
From
what,
Scandinavia.
Right.
Was,
uh-huh.
you know, originally. And, yeah, it's just astonishing. I mean,
yeah,
you can
it's
just...
fun to look at old gardens and plants like that and think about the time it's... attached to.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. the fads, the different fads that have gone through. Oh, Jill, your phone
Hello.
Is just making light.
Maybe that means, oh, hey, can I just give this clarification from Marilyn who
oh,
asked
good.
About
With the parsley?
Uh-huh. Okay, so she says, I didn't harvest seeds. I harvested the leaves and it is still growing. Can I let it grow and harvest seeds this year from it?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, just let the leaves, don't pick it. Because
okay.
the leaves there need to feed the plant to produce seed.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So now
Thanks
we have
for clarifying.
Yeah.
Yep. Just
okay.
let your little rascal go, and she'll make seeds for you.
Right on. All right. Terry in Crawford is on the phone with a question. Hi, Terry.
Howdy.
Howdy. What's going on?
I wanted to ask about cuttings for any kind of plant that would You put in water maybe to let the bloom come on.
Oh.
When you're pruning, you like fruit trees and stuff?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, the bud's got to be a little bit more swollen. You know, the forsythias or the apricots or the peaches, you know, there's got to be a little bit.
You think they're still a little too
the
immature?
Apricot? The apricots, you might get some bloom. Now, peaches are hardly even, barely breaking.
Barely.
And the plums are barely breaking.
Pussy willow will.
Yeah, pussy willow go along. I've seen some in full bloom.
They're in full bloom. There's some in full bloom up on snowmass.
Yeah. So anyways, mm-hmm. you just need to wait till you probably get by with some, if you've got some apricots that are really far ahead. But the other stuff is not far enough ahead because if you prune it off now, they're not going to do anything.
There's not enough juice already up in the plant.
You put them into water?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like a pussy willow or...
Just like a flower vase.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what'll do it for you now, too? Aspen will do it now. Some of the maple trees are starting to put on pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet you could get, well, I don't know why you'd want to, but an elm would probably go now, that kind of thing. But yeah, I think you're right, though. I don't think forsythia or...
Yeah, they're not open enough.
Maybe if you had the right almost.
Yeah, almost. It depends on that microclimate.
Yeah,
like
that microclimate thing.
Yeah.
So just go ahead and try it. Just go out there and just have yourself a big old time and whack away and stick them in water and see what you
There's
get.
Some advice for you.
Yeah.
And then call us up and let us know. And then everybody will be a little smarter. It'll be awesome. Right?
There you go, Terry. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you much.
Okay,
thank you, Terry. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. I do like bringing stuff inside from outside and seeing if it blooms.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too.
It's great when the bulbs are coming up right now to be able to do that.
Yeah. Oh, God, the tulips. I didn't do anything to mine.
Mm-hmm.
I should really just throw them all out.
Is this the time to thin those or use your poaching shovel?
No.
What about irises? No?
Yes, you can do irises.
Irises,
yes. Actually, when I dug them up in the spring, because they're in their growing mode, they'd actually still bloom.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. You know what? You got to get the toes on the iris. You know who knows a lot about irises? That Dee Dee Durrance. She knows a lot.
Uh-huh.
If you're listening,
Dee Dee
girl, yep,
call
give us a call. Because that's the thing. But I, you know, phlox, too. I'm going to move all my phlox this year. I'm not scared. I'm just going to move it.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know, and if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And then I'm trying to get those perennial sweet peas to come on the Rio Grande garbage side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
that sounds
little
like
elderberries.
A good plan.
I haven't even been out in my yard yet. All I did today was offload my truck.
You are pretty fresh from the other side.
I am. Over there. Oh, my God.
Full of hype and ready to go. That's what's exciting.
I am. And I saw Buddy Guy last night, too.
Oh,
so that was like the best end of season treat ever. Ever. Man, that man can rock and roll. Shoo.
Played the blues. Well, welcome back to the North Fork. There's a lot
going
on here.
Well, and the music's going to start cranking up here, too. Mm-hmm. We're in good shape.
But you can tune in tomorrow for the entertainment calendar. Tonight we're talking about gardening.
Sorry. Sorry. That was me. I'm sorry. Okay. What else
that
do you want to talk about?
Well, Lance, we want to talk about Food Pit because we've been talking Food Pit all winter, and you finalized or did what you...
Oh, I got everything out of
everything's
the...
Everything
out of the Food Pit.
Some nice stuff stored over the winter.
Yeah, carrots, daikon radish, kohlrabi, beets, and then I also had in the very end of it, I had the rumba carrots and China rose radishes, which I'm going to plant out for seed crop, and then I still had... four cabbages in stored, and I said, you know, these are, it's too warm where I had them, so I'm going to just cut them off and from their stems and put those in the refrigerator.
Okay, so
and there's still potatoes and onions and garlic and winter squash. There's still all that stuff.
Nice planning, huh?
Yeah.
So not just right.
Mm. So I just have one more question. Do we have to sign up for these seed classes?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Learning
and how
Council.
Does one do that?
LearningCouncil.org or VOGA, V-O-G-A,
.org. Or Slow Foods, Western Slope.
West.
Is it Slow Foods? Yeah.
Slow Food, Western Slope, Western Slope. Yeah. Slow Food, Western
Learning
Slope.
Learning Council, VOGA.
Or Slow Food, Western Slope. Mm-hmm.
And
that's exciting, Lance. Thanks so much. And thank you for Don, too, Don LaRoe from Zephros and Frank for... making the Rogers Mesa Organic Center. Is that what we're calling
it
now?
I think so.
Organic Center? Okay.
God, that's so cool.
It is.
Thank you, Frank.
Yes, thank you, Frank. And Frank will be here.
When I need to talk to him again. He had a family obligation he had forgotten about.
Okay, so we hope to get him on the show in the next couple of weeks, and we can talk about what's going on up there.
Yeah.
And great resource. Because the other thing, Lulu, that we want to mention, you mentioned it last week, Lance, is the Thursday luncheon that goes on there, the brown bag lunch?
Every Thursday from 12 to 1, there's a brown bag lunch, and people just get together and talk shop about growing food.
So you can just show up, no registration or anything, just show up there at Rogers Mesa, and a lot of smart people in the valley. So,
And sometimes there's a topic and sometimes not.
Okay. Hey, I think we might have one more caller, and we're going to go ahead and take that call because we're almost out of time. So it is Kim. Hello, Kim. How's it going tonight?
Great. But I've got a problem. My husband and I moved from Ridgeway to Montrose. And we have this wonderful backyard. It's so nice to plant things. And the woman that had the house before us was quite the gardener. But we planted some flowering fruit trees, and one is an ornamental. And we've had these gorgeous blossoms. And for some reason, why do birds eat the flowers off the fruit trees?
Are they sparrows? I've seen it happen.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, they're just, it's like we have two blossoms left, and there were just tons of them.
Because of the drought last year, there's not much food out there, so they're going to devour what's ever going to come up for them.
Okay.
And I have.
Okay, so I should feed them.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, but that's what it is, and it, you know, I've seen it happen and here and there, but not often.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right.
I love
thanks,
your program.
Kim. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Good luck with her new growing terrain, Ridgeway to Montrose. So that's kind of a shift.
That's a big shift.
All right, Lulu, great to have you back. Another half hour just flew right by.
It's good to be back. God,
yeah, right? Looking forward to gearing up everybody's garden and lands, as always.
My hands are getting chafed.
Chafed and dirty. We like them that way.
Yeah.
We'll be back next Tuesday at 6:30. It's Lady Lou coming up with One Woman's Perspective. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF.
Okay, have a good night.
Good night, everybody.